Here at Renewal by Andersen, we believe that a warm and cozy home starts with a warm and friendly consultation. Energy-efficient windows and doors, custom styles, and professional installation. Renewal by Andersen is here to help create your ideal space. A free, no-pressure Renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. Visit us online at iHeartMyWindows.com to schedule an in-home appointment. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Kekeli and Volta Premier Hall, and Menuveva Aplao and Lolonyo FM Hohoi. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Now, coming up, expect power outages during peak hours. That's from the Electricity Company of Ghana, citing increased demand on its transformers, causing blown fuses and broken conductors.
I keep saying there is no do so, but everybody wants to stay with the fact that there's do so. If there's do so, that means there's a generational gap.
Meanwhile, MD Dubik Maham attributes a $33 million shortfall in payments to power producers to fuel purchases and fluctuations in exchange rates. Also, Ashanti Regional Minister condemned strike threats by Komfanoche Teaching Hospital workers, insisting they should move out of their dilapidated accommodations for better ones.
So when can they expect that this will be resolved so they can have a place?
What resolved? They want to rent a place for them. They should move.
In business,
National Communications Authority in talks with the Gambia and Benin to roll out free roaming services. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later, Ghana's organization of the Africa Games marred by several challenges, including best bicycle tubes, inadequate apparel for some athletes, power, etc.
I used to play a tournament. I got to yesterday. I was transport 7. They gave me 36. 8 players were in the market. We didn't get any transport. We host nation, Ghana.
For the past 15, 20 minutes, there is no ambulance to begin the race.
The bike in FLE, me too, a blaster here.
These are more coming up with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Please stay. In our first story, the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, says there may be power outages in some parts of the country, especially during the peak load period between 7 and 11 p.m. As it says, increased demand has resulted in blown fuses and broken conductors of its transformers. Maxwell Akmakwa joins me in studio with details of a statement. Maxwell, give us details.
Well, it says the Electricity Company of Ghana Limited wishes to inform our cherished customers and the general public that so far 630 distribution transformers within communities across our operational areas have been identified to be full to capacity due to increased demand. This situation may result in blown fuses and broken conductors causing outages, especially during the peak load period, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the affected areas. However, we wish to assure our customers that transformer upgrading and new projects are ongoing to relieve these transformers to ensure a more reliable power supply.
Thank you, Maxwell. We can now listen to Managing Director Dubik Maham explain more in this interview on Newsnight.
I know the engineering team puts out these notices. If my customers are saying they didn't get them, then I'm sorry. But all maintenance schedules are put out there. I keep saying there is no do so, but everybody wants to stay with the fact that there's do so. If there's do so, that means there's a generational gap or there's a generational problem.
Meanwhile, Mr. Dubik Maham is attributing a $33 million shortfall in payments to power producers to fuel purchases and fluctuations in exchange rates. This issue arose following allegations from the PURC that ECG disregarded a presidential directive mandating it to pay $43 million to power producers monthly to prevent debt accumulation and plant shutdowns.
If they say we haven't complied, then I'm going to assume that because certain amounts of monies were used to buy fuel, that means they didn't receive exactly the amounts of monies that they were expecting. Not so.
And who was supposed to make up for that shortfall?
The Ministry of Finance is supposed to pay back that money to ECG. And then ECG then what? Distributes it to whom? All the interested parties.
So you say this is not your fault? Yes. You say, yes, there has been a shortfall, but it's not your fault.
Well, CEO of the Independent Power Producers, Elik Bim Akpatobo, confirmed that ECG is yet to pay them for the month of January.
The default in January, actually, when we're expecting their assurance, the promised payment, we did not receive what they promised to us in January. But the rest of the month, they have honored those obligations.
Away from that, Ashanti Regional Minister Simon Osei-Mensah is unhappy health workers at the Komfuanochi Teaching Hospital are considering a strike action due to accommodation challenges and poor working conditions. According to him, the only way to get those better ones is for them to vacate their current bungalows. His comments come ahead of a scheduled meeting among doctors and nurses at Kath to firm up discussions on the industrial action. He spoke in an interview with Evans Mensah on Newsnight.
Because we know it will take time for us to complete all the new ones, we agreed with the contractors to rent new accommodation for 2 years for them, so that upon completion of the new ones, we will be allocating these ones to them.
Okay, so when can they expect that this will be resolved so they can have a place?
What resolve? They want to rent a place for them. They should move, because these structures, some of them are on 1 acre plot. Some of them are about 3/4 of an acre. And we put more structures on these plots so that it can accommodate everybody.
Meanwhile, President of the Komfuanochi Health Workers Association, Dr. Pakwesi Beidu, says their deplorable working condition is why they will strike on Wednesday.
Compare the Greater Accra Regional Hospital to Komfuanochi, and you will notice that some of the wards may not even be paid for your pet to live in. But this is where we find health workers, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, waiting and working in such filthy environment. In fact, the Komfuanochi Doctors Association will be meeting at 9, and the association, for more indications, will stop working from 6 a.m. on Wednesday.
Dr. Pakwesi Beidu is president of the Komfuanochi Health Workers Association. Now, the Electoral Commission says it is prepared to begin processes for a by-election in their Jiso constituency following the death of Deputy Finance Minister Dr. John Kuma. Dr. Kuma passed away last week after a brief illness. Director of Electoral Services at the Electoral Commission, Dr. Srebo Kweku, indicated their readiness to proceed with the elections upon official notification.
If you look at Article 112 as amended, when a vacancy occurs less than 3 months, we will not do by-election. But if it's more than 3 months, the commission is enjoined to organize by-election. So once the commission is officially informed, we'll kick start the process to have the by-election. We have no choice. That is what the constitution demands of us.
Away to the Northeast region, pupils at Du Basic School in the West Mamprusi district are enduring harsh learning conditions due to the lack of furniture, forcing them to sit and work on the floor. Despite some support from concerned alumni with 20 desks, the situation remains dire for over 8,000 students. The head teacher expresses concern about the adverse impact on learners.
In the school, among the problems was the furniture issue, of which most of the old students based in Accra were able to support her with 20 dual decks, which is still not sufficient for not even the only junior high school, but lower primary, upper and KG all need the furniture, which I think is still inadequate to complement or to augment the total number of the students in the school.
Now, burst bicycle tubes, lack of apparel for some athletes, power outages during football matches and a shortage of fuel for ambulances. These are some of the challenges that have significantly impacted Ghana's organization of the African Games. Despite substantial financial investment in millions of dollars, the country has secured only 4 medals. Michael Ashale has more in the following report.
It's been days into the 2023 African Games, and host nation Ghana has already faced significant hurdles, both on and off the field. The Black Star Nation has struggled to shine. Ghana's sports minister proudly announced a whopping $195 million investment in infrastructure development.
Total amount of 47 million $712,853 United States dollar is estimated to cover the operational cost of the LOC. So this operational cost is not just for this year, it's for the entire period.
Notably, not a single mention of a dedicated budget for the development of athletes for the competition. After 4 days of fierce competition, Ghana found itself without a single medal. The challenges appeared large. On Friday, 36 minutes into a football match between the Black Princesses and Ethiopia, a blackout hit Kipco Stadium. Sunday brought another blow. National cycling champion Michael Naba faced a race-ending malfunction as the tube connected to his bike exploded. With no spare bicycle available, Naba was forced to discontinue the competition.
My bike fell in me tube. I no ma, two race na a blast here.
The sports minister earlier said there was adequate provision for transport to get athletes to the venues on time.
It's our responsibility to transport, and for the information, we are renting and we are using our Lolo and also other private buses for the period.
Despite a fleet of branded vehicles, transportation glitches persist.
And that was Michael Ashale's report, bringing us to the end of the bulletin. In our top story, expect power outages during peak hours. That's from the Electricity Company of Ghana, citing increased demand on its transformers causing blown fuses and broken conductors. I am Amusi Nyamiche. Thompson Business is next on the Super Morning Show.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little hope over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.